begin this.
Please dial the access code now, followed by the pound key. If you wish to exit, press 0, then the pound key.
December 19, 2010.
You will now enter the conference.
No. Hello.
Hello there. Diane M. So who have we got so far?
Get rested before I went to the to pay all the studios, all the musicians, all the union then had to reschedule. But it does happen to the best of us, obviously. Get it, let me know, we'll send another one out. problem is we're setting a very poor example for the bachelor element. And as long as they think we're a bunch of fluid heads, they will do anything to jackass with us simply because they have the power to do it. So as soon as we tighten up, we'll stop part of that. Since the room opens at 7:45, most of us at 10, and even I'll be late on occasion, so it's not the end of the world, but most of us can be in before 8 o'clock and get any assignments that we might need or invocations. Like the invocations we've done where we have someone on each of the planes, as long as we've got a someone for it. That's a bit of training because that's the way we're going to do the grand invocation this coming Saturday. There's information in the email, some of the people you might not recognize. Marilyn Green is our girl over in Tennessee, who's in and out half the time. She was the one who got rear-ended in her van and is having severe back problems. Andrea is out of Nebraska, and there's hell to pay in that neck of the woods. She's the one that spilled a lot of the beans on the chemtrails. And Wes Brown is out of Wisconsin. He's a computer nerd of the first magnitude. Those might be the ones you're not familiar with. And Walter Priest is an old line Pathfinder officer from years ago. Been inactive when he had a disaster with what is now an ex-wife that he still hasn't fully recovered from. So if there are any questions about any of it, let me know. Just read it. It's only common sense and common courtesy. And the only great point about it is virtue. And virtue, of course, is more of a cognizance of yourself than anything else. And to be sure, some can do it better than others. But it does not require ritual that goes with it. In fact, anything ritual is going to slow the working of processes of virtue down. Virtue is first a matter of being aware or conscious of yourself and your competence and competence to apply your true spiritual and academic knowledge. Simple as that. Are there any questions about that?
What's your last update, sir? I got Sunday 12/17.
This went out today. Let me check the outbox and I'll give you the timeline. Went out of here at 12:17 p.m. today.
All right, that's the last one I have.
Yeah, housekeeping and suggestions. And the reason is we're being monitored all the time. So there's a comment about that. That everybody that's monitoring is not an enemy. The less we let them know about it, the better.
Listen, Dave.
Okay, any other questions about the housekeeping suggestions? If not, we'll get down to the refresher of the what, who, why. With one caution. The other day we sent out the four horsemen, and Horus, whose title is also Son of Osiris, and that's about all he wants to put up with, is referred to in some of the invocations by his incorrect title. And he does not take kindly to that. It's a signal that we have, the horsemen, when we call him by that incorrect title. It means make sure that all of your troops with a heads up are ready to kill without mercy. And that's why we use it. us that way. We all have those. So don't refer to him by Lord Ra, Amon, Horus, Elkiah. So he's going to be pissed at you, and that's not the smartest thing you can do. Okay, now, we have to prepare for this great invocation, and we're going to do it 2 p.m. Saturday, which happens to be Christmas this year. Nothing like a Jewish Sabbath or a Satan holiday to invoke the irrevocable curses upon the house of Levi and the house of Judah. I think it's perfect, but so I just hope everybody can get in on it. Now, first thing that we have to do because of the fallout of this and the firestorms that are starting around us, we have to know who we are as Arcturians. Now, we posted who are the Arcturians originally in July 2008. That was some time before some of you even came aboard. But it was reposted on May the 3rd following the exposure of Google and Yahoo blocking us on religious grounds. The original post is still available on AkuPressLLC.com. And we have to know who we are when someone sticks a microphone in our face or talks to us with a hidden microphone in their pocket or something. So we have to have our act down. Who are the Arcturians? Well, we're the only holy order of which the Most High himself will testify, either to or down. Nobody else has that. Absolutely nobody. The Catholics don't have it. The Levites don't have it. The Muslims don't have it. Only us. We're the only ones that have that. And then we also have the only publication that the Most High will testify to every word, statement, and claim in it. Sans typos, of course. And he will only testify to the first five books of the Old Testament, Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Revelation in the New Testament. That's a total of 9 out of 66 books. None of the rest, because they've all been altered, either edited in, edited out, or edited for content that changes the meaning. That's why you won't testify to them. Now, as Arcturians, the way we look at it, if the testimony of the Most High isn't sufficient, then whose testimony would be? And if the great testimony of the Most High is available to all individuals, and it is, then that means there's righteousness for mankind and the whole world. Now, each and every proven Noah of the great testimony receives the seal of God in their forehead. And as they grow into becoming a true and righteous good, they're given complete access to all the mysteries of all creation. We go up and down the plains of heaven and hell with impunity. We pay more attention going up and down stairs. And how to do this is free. We have to let them know that this is free, online. They can read the entire book. And it's at theatrium.com. Just follow the links. Nothing great to remember. They don't have to put in any emails, no registrations, passwords, none of that nonsense. If it's there, let them go read it. If they do, they'll learn something. If they don't, the testimony is against them. And you're pristine, and you can do it without ever having a high-powered gal-gal with any of these people. Now, having the sole and exclusive testimony of the Most High, and we do not evangelize and are not out to convert anybody, and we do not run these donation campaigns every time something gets flatulence across the way. We recruit by living example, tell the truth about whatever the subject, even when it hurts, and have no qualms about calling the highest authorities, knowing personality, spiritual and moral degeneracies into account. We stay politically informed because we have Constitution and the Declaration of Independence as holy documents, and specifically the part in the Bill of Rights. Now that's pretty much who we are and about what we are. Our doctrine of the anti-holy order is one sentence, not 10,000, one sentence, to be found worthy of candidacy for citizenship in the kingdom of God. We have no permanent temples, buildings, or service structures, no ethnic or racial barriers of any kind with respect to membership, and we live by and advocate adherence and obedience to holy law above all else. Now, we're opinionated as all else, and informed of the Most High when we have questions or doubts. And so we're not diplomatic. Okay, fine. We're somewhat tolerant of ignorance, but totally intolerant of stupidity and supremacy, regardless. Point of information for you, over 40% of the 9,824 paragraphs in the AED are spoken by the Most High and translated directly from Angelic, the language of the heavens. Most people don't even know that that language exists, even though it says in the Bible that he speaks with the tongues of men and angels. It still goes over their head. And in the AED, we have instructions to develop clairvoyance up in the spirit, astral projection if you must, out of body, the proof of the anointing, and other true spiritual knowledge. And of great importance, it also contains the full and verbatim transcripts of the great curse of Noah upon Canaan, as opposed to the three verses in Genesis 9:25, 26, and 27. And the great curse of the Most High upon Cush, which isn't in the Bible at all. But how do you expect the black community to play the game when they don't know what the hell the rules are? So we not only got part of the rules, we got them all and published them. They're there. Now they know what the game is. And now they can do something about it. Some of our people have done it. They're doing it now. Now, our order, of course, seems a little shaky with orders within orders, almost like the Catholic Church, but that's not true. There are more specific office assignments than anything other than the sons and daughters of a Curia and the daughters of Elisha. So don't let anyone think that they can get into doing the cult number on us. They mention cult, you tell them with their finger in their nose. The only cult you ever heard tell of were all Jesus praisers. They are. As a matter of fact, by IRS terminology and determination, the Roman Catholic Church, every Christian church, and including the Muslims, are all cults by definition. Get them with that one, see how they lay it. Now, there are two articles that I want you to read. We'll go through them lightly. One is the Invocation of the Sons that we did and posted the 22nd of September, 2009, and the Invocation of the Moon, as I was ordered. Now, we got ordered that by the audience of the New Moon on August the 20th, 2009. The order was simple. The Most High told me directly, speak to the sun, and I will reserve the greater burning for them, because you have testified against them. That's why we make sun links and use energies out of the sun. And in the same bit, the same audience of the new moon, call eternity to lengthen, that they may suffer their punishments in full measure. Now, he was talking about socialists and all these meathead clap artists like we've got in Washington right now. I think one of the most magnificent is the titles they come up with. Some old blah blah and what have you. Someone calls Nancy Pelosi, which I think is a beautiful one. And we have to remember that these people are leading us into legislative enslavement. They're doing their damnedest to crash the economy so that they can put in a one world economy. George Soros is leading that parade. So the invocations we're doing against him and his crew are all fully justified, and we're doing them almost to the exclusion of everything else because it is that important. We do have some other projects we'd like to take care of. We just do not have the personnel to do them. Now, the invocation of the sun and the invocation of the moon are on our website in their entirety as they were originally put together on LLCpress.com. They've been there. They're there. Shouldn't be any great problem to go read them. Are there any questions at this point in time?
Yes, will you repeat that URL, please?
Aku Press. AKUPRESSLLC.com.
Thank you.
That'll bring you up on the index page. There's a bunch of stuff there. We're way behind on it, simply because I just don't have the time to do all that either. Now, the invocation of the moon has a little bit more in it than the average person would think. Because the moon has a force and energy, some of all the waters of the moon, and that was the force and energy that myself and Chilung used when we released all those millions of dead in April of 2007. The one that we found out later was also prophesied by Nostradamus. If you want to check it, that's Century 10, Quadrant 74. The year of the great seventh number is accomplished, appearing at a time of the games of slaughter, not far from the age of the great millennium, when the dead will come out of their graves. Now he calls the thing games of the great slaughter. You could reinterpret that in the wisdom, now that we see it, as 911 being a false flag, which it was. That was an inside job from start to finish. But the waters of the moon are the point. I want you to read it so that you can get into the understanding of the waters of the moon. You don't have to do anything with them. You just have to know about them. What they are. The moon and water are tied together astrologically, and with astronomy to boot. One time they didn't think there was any water there, now they're not so damn sure it is made out of water. From the dust and the dirt in it. Are there any questions? Someone distorted who? Hello? We heard someone distorted and I didn't understand it. That's still choppy. And I did not understand what you asked.
They do not know that it's made out of water.
I can't
suggestion is that if you can, type an email up, and I'll be sitting on top of the email, and I can get it if that's another option for possibility.
Yeah, that'll go. Now, the boot out first. Now, this kind of jackassing is normal. We've been having problems constantly, and I mean everybody. And I hope mine is
General.
Not that.
Hello?
Yes, General. I can't understand you. It's shattering. Hang up and dial back in.
General. It's a little different.
You're still chopping. You're still shattered. You cut all the hell.
General.
Carol?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you're really choppy, Carol. Let's try it.
No, sir, it's not Carol.
Oh. Not Carol. Oh, well. That shows you how well I can understand it. Whoever it is, hang up. Dial back in. Hang up and dial back in. Finally, a hang up.
One thing I did want to touch base on, since we now have a little bit of time, you want to re-invoke that curse on the 25th?
Yes. The only day that we have that all of us can work with everybody is on working Monday. That's a couple of hour ordeal.
Actually, Bobby, I think that's an excellent idea.
Now, I would like to have it on a non-holiday Sunday, but we don't have the time. We're just caught in the middle of it, and we've got to put it in. And this is going to start one hell of a lot bigger firestorm with the Nephilim now that we know how to detect them and how to discern them, and they know we are on them. This is going to be a real fire breather.
That is an excellent idea.
Well, I do think that it is an excellent idea. You know that we'll not be able to be in on it.
Yes, I know. We'll miss some of it. But the rest of us will make up for it, I guarantee you.
Well, Bobby, do we know how many will be able to attend?
Not at the moment, I don't. We'd like to have as many as possible because we're going to station people in the various planes as we do this. So when we say we announcement in heaven and hell, we will now.
Well, let's do an RSVP on that then.
If we can.
Yeah. That might be, I can send one out, because that'll be very good to, that way we know how many we have and how, and Kitty can pre-plan the session with you. With you. I didn't forget you.
While we're waiting for Dave to get his phone to work again. We asked for some information. Let me see if I can find my script on it. I sent out the request for information for everybody to get their input for the app that we had. Let's see if I can find the email exactly. Still need that. I hope everybody got a shot at it.
Dave, was that you that just popped back in?
Yes.
You're still real choppy, and I did try to reach you on your, that was me calling at your mobile, but you're still real choppy.
Dave,
if you can still hear, just stand by and listen, but we can't hear any communication coming from you. So if possible, I'll call you back right after the session is over so that we can continue. Bobby, I think that he can hear okay, and at least that's how I was reading him, and so I'll call him after the session is over. Excuse me, one more point. Dave, if it's possible and you can hear okay, write down your questions so that I can try to get them from you later.
Happen.
And from then on, he was worse than he had ever been. Because he was walking with you on the street and saw you look at something in a store window. The odds were he would buy it and have it sent to you. He had the money to do it, and that was the way he did things. We need to be that way, refusing to be bound to the traditions when it comes to taking care of our own and when it comes to hammering the bastards that we know have to be hammered. George Soros is at the top of the list at the moment, but he's not the only one. And when you look at the people that we're up against, let's just take a sampling of the people on the planet right now that we're up against. Ann Dunn, who was one of the idiot elements that went to Washington with Obama, and she said that when she needed inspiration, she looked to two people, Mao Zedong and Mother Teresa. Now that ought to be a warning. Mao Zedong, even though he preached gun control for everybody except himself, said that the only power was out of the rifle. Now think about that for a minute. And then remember this one thing. If you never remember anything about communism or any communist, then you remember this point. Mao Zedong personally caused the murder of more of his own people than everybody that was killed in World War II combined. He murdered over 70 million people just to stay in power. In all of World War II, including the firebombings of Hamburg, Dresden, Tokyo, Osaka, and the nuclear bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the rape of Manila, all of those, only 55 million people were killed. Now think about that. One man murdered more than were killed in the Second World War. And he's an inspiration? What kind of a morally bereft shithead is that woman? Well, that's the kind that you've got in government from top to bottom. They were financed, educated, programmed, and everything else by the Jews and Levites, as clearly spelled out in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Read it and see how much of it. Every minute right now is a matter of government. So it was not a forgery. If it was, it was the most damn accurate prophetic forgery ever palmed off on mankind. It was deadly accurate. Those are the kind of people we are dealing with. We dare not spare them. And when you read through what I was told to do with the sun and the moon, you have them as weapons. And they are damn good weapons. Just learn to use them, read them, read those two invocations, and see where the fun begins, and you'll have a handle on how we're going to do this thing and why. Are there any questions? Not having any questions, I hope everybody is very content with what they know and how they know it. You will have questions. If you have personal questions, that's not really anybody else's business, that you still have to ask me. Call me. We have a few less in the audience than if you email me. Our email has a greater distribution than the congressional record. Of course, it's a hell of a lot more accurate, but it's beside the point. You can call me anytime, just get through the business signals, or send me an email if you need to talk to me, and I'll call you. That's one way of getting through quicker than anything else. Any questions about our invocations? Any questions about us as a courier? Okay. Then to top this thing off, I'm going to give you all a very quick and delightful lesson in prophecy. How to do it. Everybody interested in this one, I trust. Now, prophecy and deadly accurate prophecy, as is required by holy law, is not nearly as hard to do as yes, that beer is still over. Nearly as hard to do as an average person would think. But now getting great prophecies that extend hundreds of years or decades in advance, like Isaiah did when he called Cyrus by his right name 175 years before the incident happened, and just over 100 years or thereabouts before Cyrus was even born, you can read chapter 45:1. That takes a bit more divinity. But the prophecies that are immediate, things that are going to happen that are immediate, are already available for recognition if you just read the energy joint. Now, the process of doing that is where it gets a little bit hairy. Myself, at the time that I do any of it, I'll sit down at a typewriter so I can type faster than I can pen write, and with a lot less distraction. And of course, everybody's computer will work. And all you have to do, one, is clear your mind of all the bullshit that's around you. And the day's soap operas and everything else. There's energies all over the planet, but we put some of them there. And we can read those energies by simply clearing our mind of everything else and reading those energies and let those energies tell us. And sometimes it comes in almost like a radio broadcast, except that it's more of a hunch. But you'll get names, times, dates, and places. That was the process I used when I identified the Skyway Bridge incident. Now, I got a revelation that this puppy was going into the water. What I didn't have was the details on it. And it got hit three times before it went into the water, like I said it would. But I also had in the prophecy that we wrote out those other incidents. They were all there. Then I have one similar to it. That a ship in Australia, as a matter of fact, in Brisbane Harbor, would hit a bridge, and it did. You can pick up those kinds of things. They're all not disasters, some of them are good, but that's how you do it. You get where you can write, and if you must write out by hand, that's all right. It's whatever takes the least amount of distraction, and you simply clear your mind and let the flowing energies of the ethers, as they're called, most of which are down on the etheric plane before they come manifest in Earth. They'll be in the lower astral or the haloid. and they will tell you. And come through, just sometimes it's a hunch, but you'll get names. Sometimes it's a string of data, like a long sentence or something, like a telegram, with all the languages in it, because they would leave out words and telegrams because of the cost. You get exactly the same kind of impressions. Just write them down and date them. Then keep your mouth shut about them and keep them for a while. Now you're going to get some gibberish. No question about that. Because everything that's flying around in the ethers isn't going to happen because people's thinking changes. And that's what you're doing, reading people's thinking. You're reading the accumulated energy of people's thoughts. Simplest thing in the world to be a prophet. This takes a little time and a little practice. Any questions? Well, that silence is beautiful. Does everybody know how to be a prophet now in their own time? And usually it only takes a few minutes. I seldom spend more than about 3 or 4 getting my head clear of the outside. I just start reading. And as soon as you know how to do it, you don't have to worry about clearing your head out. You just start reading the ether, just tune into it. Like punching up a favorite television channel, only you do it in your mind. And you're going to be surprised. You're going to surprise yourself. But the secret is, do not publish your prophecies until after they have happened. You can put a file together, encode it if you have to, so that nobody else's mind is involved in it, because somebody else's mind will add an energy that can shift it, or delay it, or divert it entirely. And you don't want to spend your energy doing that. If it's going to happen, let it. I found that every time we try to prevent a disaster, it gets worse. We catch more hell for it. So we just don't do it. Any other questions? Okay. With that said, we are catching people who are hanging in. We can catch their hang-up signals or what have you. And, we catch generally 2 or 3 with every session. I don't know what the training sessions are about. But once they get in, they can come in silently. They can't get out silently. They haven't figured out how to do that one yet. And some of them are conference callers. When they dial in, they've got recorders and other people listening and data chips and everything else that they want to keep on. Account of these period. Well, if they ask us, we put them on the goddamn email list. It's approximately 1 hour into our training. If there are no other questions, I will bid you to check out my name so we know who is going, and we'll keep recording and get the glitches. And I will talk to you as soon thereafter as possible. Air's out.
Drain out.
Speak down.
Jesse down.
Coco down.
Jesse down.
Jesse's out.
Step out, sir.
I got 6 body and I'm out.